from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We've got certain guys that are moving in certain positions. You know, Pat McCurry, right tackle, mostly right now, but also he's going to be center, backup center, so he'll get some backup center reps. So kind of they work their primary spot, their secondary spot. Some guys work both guards. Some guys stay on the left side. Different guys, different situations.
Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for the Bobster here with Vinny Serrato. My guy Nolan Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass on this Woman Crush Wednesday. We're getting you some news from the nest. You just heard from head coach John Harbaugh there talking about rotating the guys around on the offensive line. And they're going to get a look at all these guys. They want to see what group works well together, who fits where. He mentioned Patrick McCurry getting some run at right tackle. Mm-hmm. He also talked yesterday about Faalele getting some run at guard as well. But right now, they're just trying to figure this offensive line out.
Yeah, and I've always thought Faalele was a better guard than tackle. I think he struggles at right tackle. When I watch him, Cordell, he's 6'6", 380, whatever, and 35.5-inch arms. I mean, he's what you would love to have. The thing that I see is his stamina is not good.
At all.
Just because, and the reason I say that is, you know, like, he'll come off the ball, you know, and like, pop the guy, but he can't sustain nothing. Mm-hmm. That's the thing, and, like, to play guard and do some of the things that, like reaching and do those kind of things, he can't get his head on the right side of the guy. And the other thing that I see from Daniel is he stands straight up off the ball, and we'll see, because if he does that with pads on, he's going to get drilled. And Cordell, for a guy 385, even without pads on, gets pushed back a lot. Why does he get pushed back? Because he's too high. And that's the problem that he has right now is he wants to stand up, because if he would, with 35.5-inch arms and weighing 380 pounds, if you punch, extend your arms, then you get control. Mm-hmm. He catches, and then he gets driven back. Can he bend? Absolutely. Can he move his feet? Yep. All those things Harb said he can do, but he doesn't have the stamina to get it done, because I think mentally or whatever shuts down. Just shuts down, like, after a couple, kind of like Orlando Brown Jr. was the same way. He would shut down too. Yeah. But so that's the thing that I see with Faalele right now, and I want to see him with the pads on.
And it could be even worse. I mean, we've seen him look rough conditioning wise without the pads. And granted, it's been hot, but it's been a couple of days where it hasn't been that bad.
Day.
Yeah, and it's still been a struggle for him. Honestly, it's tough for me to trust him. Right now, if we're talking about starting, I can't trust him until I see that his stamina and his conditioning is there. And Harbs talks about his footwork and stuff. I don't know how much I trust Daniel Faalele to be pulling and all that. But he's already high. He seems like he's a little slow-footed at times. I just want to see more from Faalele. I got to see a lot more from him. Let's hear more from these Ravens guys. Let's actually switch gears. Let's go to Nate Wiggins, the rookie cornerback. Here's Nate Wiggins talking about the difference between the college level and the professional level in terms of getting ready for the season.
Probably just meetings, longer meetings for real. I mean, football is just going to be football. It's really not different than college. It's just probably been a bit building all day. It's really a job now, so.
Yeah, it's definitely a job now. You're there all day. He's a soft-spoken guy. He doesn't have a lot to say at the podium, but if you're out there, he'll talk. He's a talker on the field, and you got to kind of put your he's soft-spoken, so you got to kind of put your ear out there to catch it. But he is a confident player.
Oh, there's no question about the confidence. You know, and I'm guessing now that they're going to make him go in the weight room. Mm-hmm. You know, so hopefully he can get bigger. That probably is not going to happen until next year. But yes, he knows that he's fast.
Mm-hmm.
And he uses that. I'm just anxious to see when the pads come on, because he is so skinny, the physicality part of it.
I honestly think it he'll be fine for the most part. I mean, there aren't many corners that you feel great about on the edges in the run game.
Stevens,
yeah. But I'm just saying that when you're going up against a pulling lineman, or you got Patrick Ricard coming down the pipe, that's not a bet you're putting on the corner more cases than not. I think he'll be fine when it comes to making tackles on receivers. That's really what it's all about. Can you bring a guy down after the catch, eliminate the yak yardage? I think he can. He plays pretty aggressive, but no doubt him balking up is on their to-do list for him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Cordell, back to, you know, for a second, the guy that I'm really impressed with O-line-wise is Voorhees.
Yeah.
I really like Voorhees. And fundamentally, the kid's outstanding. So you can tell he's been well-coached. But he's older.
Mm-hmm.
What is he, 25, I think? But he can run. He's athletic. If unless something goes crazy, he's your starter at left guard.
Yeah, I feel like that's the case as well. As Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan, we're getting you some news from the nest right now, hearing from a couple of these Ravens players. Let's go to the All-Pro Kyle Hamilton, who says he still feels like he can improve.
I think it's a yes to both of those. I think there's a lot of stuff that you guys may not notice. I know I can improve on, do better at, and I think there's a lot of plays that I left out there last year, and it gives me something to kind of work on in addition to leading and being more vocal and stuff like that, kind of stepping into a role. Now that I've had a good year, it's just time to build on that, not only as with my play, but also as a leader.
Yeah, look, I mean, it's scary to think of a Kyle Hamilton that's improving, but that's what he is. He's still so young and really just scratching the surface. And I think that the Ravens are probably just scratching the surface in terms of how they use him. I mean, the options will eventually become limitless.
Well, the thing about it is a year ago at this time to where he is right now, he is a lot better than he was a year ago. So the improvements that he's made thus far. And then Cordell, like, be more vocal and stuff. I mean, Marcus Williams is extremely vocal. Roquan Smith, extremely. So they got vocal dudes out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know that he can do it. It's up to me. He can do whatever he wants. But Cordell, the instincts that he had him at Notre Dame. That's what I loved about him at Notre Dame too. But, you know, like you were talking about the play with Henry, because he was in the slot and he broke,
mm-hmm.
and it would have been a collision. And I think that that collision, Hamilton would have won that one, because, you know, Henry wasn't moving upfield at the time.
Let's hear one more cut. Let's go to Marlon Humphrey. Here's Marlon talking about becoming a nickelback.
I like playing nickel. I like hitting people. You can get pretty aggressive at corner, but can't get too aggressive. So first time I ever played nickel, it was with Wink. And I think we had our first two games, it was top receiver. And he was like, why don't you just match up and follow the guy in there? I wasn't very comfortable with it. I didn't really want to do it, but I was just a team guy. So I went with it. And then I really kind of started enjoying it. You know, I made my first two Pro Bowls kind of predominantly playing inside there. So it's a place I'm comfortable in, you know, whichever way it goes, whatever week game plan is. I know Kyle's a Swiss Army knife, so I'm kind of down for whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a couple of Swiss Army knives, honestly, and Marlon could end up being one of them. His ability to play inside and out. He talked a little bit about safety possibilities down the line. But a healthy Marlon Humphrey is just good for the Ravens no matter what.
Yeah, and the reason is, like he said, he'll tackle. which is big, mm-hmm. and he can play, and he's got positional versatility, which is big, and he's got really good ball skills, you know. So I a healthy Humphrey, he's only 28 years old. He's not
right.
old.
Right.
So that's the thing, but I like what I've seen thus far.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll actually have some information regarding our Ravens pregame show out at Brew Brothers. We'll have a couple of people from Brew Brothers come in here, talk with us a little bit about that and more next here on The Fan.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options, from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Vinny and Haney back on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for my guy Bob Haney here with Vinny Serrato. Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass on this Woman Crush Wednesday. We're going until 2 o'clock right here on The Fan. We're now joined in studio by a couple of the good guys from Brew Brothers. We got the new Senior Vice President and General Manager, Jacob Whitmer. And we also have James Black, the Director of Food and Beverage, over there as well. How you guys doing?
Good. Good. Jacob, nothing against you, but, you know, we love the food guys and we love the chefs.
I love them too. I mean, yeah. You know.
Well, Jacob, since you're new at the casino, tell us, you know, what's happening, what's new, why you came, all that kind of stuff.
So we're, you know.
Talk into the mic.
Oh, my bad. So basically, new to Baltimore, excited to be at the property, excited to be at Horseshoe. When we were tapped on the shoulder to come down here, it was to basically put a new spin on Horseshoe, right? Revitalize Horseshoe, make it an exciting place to be again, start to expand the offering to the customer, you know, new gaming options, new food and beverage options, really make it the place to be. Right. And we've got the partnerships, we've got the relationships, and we're excited to be in the city. So Caesars is looking to enhance that, right? Grow it. And so that was really the main reason to come in here. change the culture, change the look, and really provide an exciting opportunity for visitors and locals in Baltimore.
All right, so let me ask you this, Jacob. When you walk in, the people, when they walk in, what are they going to see new and different?
Oh, wow. So we've got three new food and beverage outlets coming in. We've got Dunkin' Donuts coming in. Buffalo Wild Wings Express coming in. We've got Jimmy John's coming in. We're looking at different capital renovations throughout the building. You know, I know there's a lot of opportunities there, but the property as a whole, we're looking to open up and make exciting some more bars and some more entertainment options coming through that you're going to see, especially when we get into football season. A lot of pregame and postgame activation that we're going to be touching base on. It's going to be a really exciting place to be. Kind of your go-to place for sports and entertainment.
So you have to be 21 to get in?
Yes, you do. Yes,
okay.
You do.
Yeah. Now, James, get up to the mic. What food did you bring in here, and what did you change? You know, what are you bringing new to the table here, food wise?
Well, we've changed everything since I walked in.
Nice.
So we revamped Brew Brothers completely. Brand new menu. What I brought for you today is some Rasta pasta.
Yeah,
it's a Caribbean jerk flavored.
Okay, let me
pasta.
Taste it.
Yeah.
Tastes good, James.
Right? But must be. And then some house-made boneless wings, our own recipe there, one of our fan favorites. So, you know, we're doing a lot of stuff in Brew Brothers. You know, we got trivia night on Wednesday starting tonight. We've got DJs on Saturdays. We are the home of every UFC fight for the rest of the year.
Nice.
So, you know, if you're asking if we got the fight, we've got it.
Jacob, I know you guys talked a little bit about wanting to come in here and change things up and making it an exciting place to come in Baltimore. In terms of the community, what efforts do you guys plan to do in terms of the Baltimore community as a whole right now?
So we're one of the largest employers of people within the city of Baltimore. And what we focus on there, Caesars has a commitment to the people within the cities where they put up their properties. They have a commitment to being the most diverse workforce in our entertainment industry. And so when you look at that, we're not just looking at establishing jobs. We're looking at establishing careers for people. Jobs, they come, they go. Careers, it's longevity. We want our people to be with us for the long haul. We want to change lives, right? So we're looking to make this an exciting place that not just for the customers to be, but where our employees enjoy working there as well. And so that's a commitment for us, and we look to expand that workforce. We've got a lot of great opportunities for our employees. We offer a lot of scholarship opportunities, everything to grow the employee.
Jacob, tell me about, what are you guys going to be doing for home Ravens games and then Orioles playoffs?
Okay, so for the Orioles playoffs, we're just kicking off that relationship again. So we've been in contact with them about creating opportunities for our, not just our players, our VIP players, but James here is going to be activating that Brew Brothers space. If you guys have been there, that Brew Brothers space.
That's where we broadcast from.
Yeah, so you've been there. It's one of the coolest sports bars I've seen in the East Coast, and I spent most of my time in the Atlantic City market. I don't think I've seen a cooler space. I mean, to enjoy the game, to see everything, 360 action. We've got our sports book right next door, so step out or access our mobile app. So we're going to be activating those pre and post game opportunities. A lot of offers that are going to come through if you're parking at the garage. So we're going to give you every reason to want to come in.
James, obviously, you brought in a bunch of great food. It smells great in here right now. You talked about having a lot of the things going on in there, the UFC fights and all of that type of stuff. Any other types of events people are going to be able to come in and enjoy?
Yeah, as I said earlier, we have trivia starting tonight every Wednesday from 7 to 10. We'll have karaoke every Friday, the first Friday of every month, starting in August. We'll have the DJs every Saturday night. We are doing a post-game and the pre-game action with you guys for every home Royals game. We are also the premier destination for all Ravens watch parties for away. We've got a lot of things in the pipeline to bring some assets there to try to really activate the space and give our guests and our employees the best we can.
James, I can tell you came from Missouri because you said the Royals.
Did I say it? I'm sorry. The Ravens is what I meant.
You meant the Orioles.
Tomato, tomato.
Yeah.
We'll take it. We'll forgive it. You brought in some good food.
Henderson,
we'll forgive
it. Same thing, right?
We'll take it. Appreciate you guys making some time coming in here, helping us in the middle of the shift, feeding us a little bit, helping the smell.
Is there anything else that you guys, we hadn't asked that you guys wanted to mention real quick?
Yeah, so we have Gordon Ramsay steak as part of our assets, and nice. There we are opening every Wednesday starting today. So we just want to get that out to all of our guests and listeners out there that if you're interested and you want to, Gordon Ramsay is open on Wednesdays now.
Appreciate you guys and your time and the food. Can't wait to see you guys out at Brew Brothers all NFL season. We'll be out there doing our pregame shows before every Ravens home game.
And
so
I
come through
to
see us.
Can't wait to eat your food, James, in pregame, yes. Man. We'll be there.
Absolutely.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll bring in Jim Hunter, co-host of Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Talk some Orioles baseball with him. The trade deadline is less than a week away. What prospects and even veterans could be moved at the deadline? We'll talk to Jim about all that and more next here on The Fan. Vinny and Haney back here on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for the Bobster. Here with Vinny Serrato, Quick Draw McGraw. Behind the glass on this Woman Crush Wednesday on The Fan. Joining us now, longtime voice of the Baltimore Orioles, co-host of Baltimore Baseball Tonight, it's Jim Hunter. What's going on, Jim?
Hey, Cordell, how you doing?
Not bad, not bad. Appreciate your time. As always, Orioles lose game one out in Miami, 6-3 to the Marlins, and not a good night for Albert Suarez. Only goes two innings, gets hit by a ball off the bat that kind of ends his night. It was kind of already over even before that. But where are you at now in this rotation? We know they need to add at the deadline, but with what they have in guys like Suarez and Kramer as of late, who have both been struggling, where is your level of concern with them, and do you think they'll be able to break out of it?
Well, there's definitely concern, because if you look at where they are in the rotation, they only have two wins in their last 10 starts. And that's Burns and Grayson. So if you go beyond that, I mean, that means eight other starts in the last 10 starts that they either had a loss or a no decision. And, you know, the starters dictate the game. And Suarez last night was just not good. I mean, he gave up six runs on eight hits in just two innings before he got knocked out. And unfortunately for him, the Orioles in the first three innings last night had so many chances to add runs, and they had a horrible night on the base paths. You know, Kowser trying to go to third when he should have stayed at second base because he was already in scoring position with two men down, and he runs into the third out at third base, which you never do, by the way, in baseball. You never make the third out of an inning trying to get to third base. But, you know, the rotation is definitely a concern, and I hope, you know, we have, what, 6 days now till the trade deadline next Tuesday, that they'll be able to do something. I mean, they certainly have the potential with the prospects to deal. It just depends on what caliber starter they're going after and how many of these prospects they're willing to give up and how high in the prospect list they're willing to give up.
Jim, how concerned are you the issues they have with runners in scoring position?
Well, Vinny, that's always a concern, because it gives you an opportunity to add to your run total, and if you're not getting a base hit with a runner in scoring position, or even last night, you know, they had an opportunity. There was a runner at third and one down. All you need is a fly ball to get another run in, and Mateo struck out. You know, so if you're not putting the ball in play, good things can't happen. You have to put the ball in play for good things to happen. And, you know, the situational hitting in this team has been alarmingly bad as of late. You know, they're striking out at an alarming rate. I mean, they struck out 12 times last night, and they struck out 11 times in the loss at Texas on Sunday. You know, that's 23 strikeouts in the last two games. And if you're not putting the ball in play, good things can't happen. You know, the manufacturing runs, I really believe, can help you win more games. And I realize they're still in first place. I mean, it's not panic in terms of where they are. They're still 20 games above 500. But you have to understand that if you manufacture runs, you're going to have an opportunity to win more games and put pressure on the opposing team's pitching.
Jim, you look at this bullpen, and they were one of the bright spots for this team last night, being able to kind of keep it where it was, didn't allow another run, and we saw Burt Smith and Vinny Natoli come out there and look pretty good for them. How do you feel about this middle of the bullpen here as of late?
Well, it's another example, Cordell, of where do they find these guys? Mm-hmm. You know, Natoli looked good last night. Smith looked good last night. And in fact, the bullpen, since the break, they've got 14 and two-thirds innings, and they've only allowed 2 earned runs, and that was in the win on Saturday at Texas. So overall, the bullpen is pitching very, very well. They're only 12th in the majors with their ERA out of the bullpen at 3.72, but they've been doing the job as of late, and that's a very good sign. And again, you got to give Mike Elias and his staff credit for finding these guys and taking a chance on guys, and maybe when they get into their system. I mean, the AAA pitching coach, to me, does a wonderful job in getting these guys right, whether it's fixing mechanics or adjusting mechanics or going from there. But the bullpen has certainly, as of late, been a strength. And last night they had to eat up 6 innings, which is amazing because Suarez lasted only 2. And they only used 4 relievers last night, and they didn't use the main guys at the back end of the bullpen, which means they're all rested for tonight.
Hey, Jim, I mean, you hear a lot of trade rumors and stuff. Skubal, Miller, Crochet, you know, trading Santander, trading Mullins, trading Holiday. What would be your ideal scenario?
Well, if they could get Skubal, that would be the best because, you know, he's probably right now the leading candidate for the Cy Young. But what would that take to give up? I'm not so sure they're going to trade Jackson Holliday, and I don't think there's any scenario where they trade Kobe Mayo. I mean, Mayo probably should have been here already, and he's likely to be here shortly after the trade deadline if he's not included. But unfortunately, you know, the Tigers are going to ask for those guys, and if you're not willing to give up the top people, you're likely not going to land the top pitching prospect on the trade market. Crochet is interesting to me. You know, he's a strikeout pitcher, but the innings limit is something that I'd be concerned about. I mean, what are you going to get? Are you going to get a guy that once you trade for him for the rotation, you have to shut down his innings and put him in the bullpen? So I would hope that they'd get a starter, even an innings eater. I mean, that's what they need. They need somebody to get in there and give them 5 or 6 or even more innings. So we'll just have to see. But again, Vinny, it comes down to what is Mike Elias willing to give up? Because everybody in baseball knows how loaded this farm system is. And, you know, there's a redundancy of prospects at certain positions, especially up the middle and in the outfield. I mean, you know, poor Stowers can't even stick in the big leagues because there's no room. And the Orioles faced a right-hander last night, and Kerstad wasn't even in the lineup. So, you know, there's obviously a redundancy of prospects, which is a good thing, but it's just a matter of what they're willing to give up to get the player that they think can help them and push them over the top.
We're talking to Jim Hunter, co-host of Baltimore Baseball Tonight, is Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Jim, we know Chase McDermott is making his debut tonight. What are you expecting to see from the young guy?
Well, I hope his command is good. You know, he's had trouble at AAA this year. He's walked 54 batters in 91 innings. That's 5.3 walks per 9 innings, even though he's only allowed 76 hits. So he's almost walking as many batters as he is giving up hits. He was limited to 1 inning last Friday against Nashville. He allowed 4 runs, 3 earned on 4 hits. But he did win his prior game start July 12th at Memphis when he went 6 2/3 innings and did not allow a run on only 1 hit. So he obviously has great stuff. It's all about the command with this young man. 3-5 with a 3.96 ERA in his 20 games at AAA Norfolk. Maybe he can come in and surprise. I mean, even though the Marlins scored 6 runs last night, they're one of the weaker hitting teams overall in baseball. And it looked to me like they had a really good game plan last night, especially in the early, he only lasted 2 innings, but Suarez you know, he likes to get ahead with the fastball, and it looks like their it looked to me like their game plan was swing at the first pitch. I mean, in those first two innings, most of the Marlins hitters swung at the first pitch, and a lot of them put it in play.
Hey, Jim, who do you think benefits from Mateo being hurt? Probably going to go on IL, I would imagine.
Well, it looks like Connor Norby is on his way back. I mean, Rock wrote about that on MassinSports.com, and that was the scuttlebutt on the postgame show on Masson last night. He's already on the 40-man roster, so you don't have to make another move. But Norby certainly would be the guy. I mean, he's already been here. He's on the 40-man, and he deserves to be here. I mean, you know, again, here's another example of the redundancy of the prospects. I mean, this guy in any organization probably would be in the big leagues and playing every day, but he's blocked here. So, you know, I would think if Mateo does have to go on the IL, and that was a very scary injury last night, you bring Norby up, you put him at second base, you put Westberg at third, and you go from there.
Jim, we've heard a lot about what prospects for the Orioles could be on the move as we approach the trade deadline. Here recently, we're hearing about all these different rumors about some of the vets that could be on the move. Yesterday, it was coming out that the Orioles are kind of shopping Ryan Mountcastle and Cedric Mullins. What do you think about some of these veterans that have been around for a while being moved on this team?
Well, there's always the possibility, because if you have somebody to step into the lineup, and I understand, you know, Mayo's been playing first base and third base. So if Ryan was traded in a shocking move to me, because, you know, one of the things you got to consider, Cordell, is how is that going to affect the clubhouse? And Mountcastle's been here through the lean years, same as Mullins. You know, they were inherited by the Elias administration, if you will. And they're very popular guys on this team and in that clubhouse. And if you're going to make a move to move to the future, how is it going to affect the clubhouse? I mean, you remember when Milwaukee traded Josh Hader to San Diego? That team fell apart because he was their closer. He was very popular in the clubhouse, and he was one of the most important players on the team. So that has to come into consideration, and I'm sure Mike Elias is weighing that. But if he believes whatever move they make for either of those players makes the team better, and they have somebody to step in, which they do. I mean, you know, we were just talking about outfielders trying to get into the lineup, and Heston Kerstedt last night wasn't in the lineup because Mullins played center field, so Couser played left. And, you know, there's a willingness for the team to get better, obviously, but I think you got to be careful when you trade veteran players who have been a big part of the organization in the lean years and now in the good years, because you just don't know how it's going to affect the clubhouse. But, you know, I know there was a big rumor coming out of Philadelphia that they wanted Mullins because they love his defense in center field. Now, if you have a guy to replace him, which they do, Couser can play center field, Hayes can play center field. You know, if you think it's going to make your team better, then you go ahead and do it. But I would be very cautious because of the fact of how popular they are in that clubhouse.
Hey, Jim, what's your confidence level, you know, when they get to the ninth inning and you see Kimbrel coming in? I know he had a great stretch, but it just feels like, you know, when you come in, what are we going to get tonight?
Well, you know, Vinny, with him, it's all about his command. And unfortunately, in his last outing, which he struggled, he hadn't pitched in over a week. And, you know, I understand they like to save the closers for if it's a save situation. But, you know, with him, it seems like he does better when he works a lot. And his command seems to be better. He throws more strikes. So, I mean, I'm confident in him because he's the guy. I mean, you know, unless they make a move to get a closer by next Tuesday, Kimbrel's the guy. So, you know, he's going to get the save situations, and you have to be confident in him. And, again, it's all about command. Well, it's all about command with any pitcher. I mean, that's kind of a silly statement. But with Kimbrel in particular, when he's throwing strikes because he relies so much on his fastball, he's very, very effective.
Jim, great stuff as always. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your week, and we'll talk to you again down the line.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, guys. Good to be with you. And how about some Stevie Nicks?
Well, we can do that.
Stevie Nicks, we got you. It's Woman Crush Wednesday, but we'll see what we can do. We'll pull some strings.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
Yep. Appreciate it. Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get you some buy or sell. We'll check in on the stock market, bring in my guy Quick Draw McGraw, answer some questions out of the world of sports. That's next here on The Fan. Vinny and Haney back on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob here with Vinny Serrato, my guy Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass. We're getting you. It's buy or sell time. We're about to check in on that stock market and Vinny, what is looking like.
It's not good, Cordell. It is not good at all. The Dow is down 341. The S&P is down 98. NASDAQ's down 523. So, yeah, it is DraftKings down $1.27. Under Armour's down a penny. Mm. So my phone is all red today, Cordell. Not bad day. Good. Bad day on the market.
As far as our sports topics, we'll start here in Major League Baseball. Earlier this week, Monday night, Bobby Witt actually came very close to hitting for the cycle with the Royals. They were taking on the Diamondbacks. And he actually did all the heavy lifting early in the game. Started with a triple and then had a double and homer, all of that by the end of the fourth inning. And he was in prime spot thinking, all right, get at least two more at-bats here, just hunting a single. Well, when he came back up in the sixth, very first pitch he saw from a reliever there in Arizona, Umberto Castellanos, drilled him with the first pitch. Mm-hmm. So the crowd there, Kansas City, was not pleased. A bunch of boos. The Royals dugout was not happy about it either. After the game, Salvador Perez came to the defense of his teammate and said that he thought it was a little fishy on Arizona's part to drill him with the first pitch there. Diamondbacks manager Torrey Lovello, he disputed it. But buy or sell, Cordell, the plunk was intentional on the part of Arizona's reliever.
I'm buying it. More times than not, I feel like it was intentional. It's in a situation like that. And Salvador Perez, he was on the on-deck circle, and he was not happy. He had a lot of things to say after Bobby Witt had gotten hit. So, yeah, it's too fit. The first pitch, like you said, he's already in prime condition to get the cycle. I definitely thought it was intentional.
A little bit in the NFL here. The Bengals, we know they continue to try and work out a long-term deal with Ja'Marr Chase. Team owner Mike Brown, speaking recently, said, quote, "We're going to bend over backwards to make this happen," but also said he has no sense of when it'll actually get done. For a while, it was him and Justin Jefferson both seemingly waiting it out, waiting for the other one to move first and set the market. Well, it's been almost 2 months since Justin Jefferson signed his record-setting contract. Still no news about Chase. Buy or sell, Vinny, with Jefferson already setting that precedent, there should be little left for the Bengals and Chase to argue over.
I'll buy that 100%. You know, you got the best guy, and you come in a little bit below him. And to me, it shouldn't be that difficult of a deal.
Let's see, a little NBA here. The NBA offseason just getting started in some aspects, but a lot of movement already taking place. The draft, a few blockbuster signings, teams wasting little time trying to get better. So longtime NBA writer Sam Quinn has handed out grades for the Eastern Conference based on what has been done so far. And unfortunately, Cordell, for your Heat, they got D grade, yeah. The lowest amongst Eastern Conference teams.
I will buy that.
Okay, well, that was the question. His justification here says there doesn't appear to be a clear plan for Miami. And really, if you think about it, they're no different from the Lakers, who have essentially been running it back year after year, despite being in the play-in tournament year after year. So you're buying here the D grade.
Yeah, I'm buying the D grade. As much as I have a lot of faith in my guy Pat, it is. It's been bad. And, you know, last year they wanted to get Dame and they didn't. That cost them their year last year. I think they had all their eggs in that basket. I don't know what their plan was this offseason, honestly. It just seems like they were content to just run it back immediately. You said they compared them to the Lakers. I could see that. The difference is Miami can somewhat get away with it in the East as opposed to what the Lakers are trying to do in the West. But a healthy Miami Heat team with a healthy Jimmy, healthy Bam, the young Bucks look good. Miami, to their credit, continues to hit in the draft. I thought they had a really good draft again. Overall, I don't think we'll be talking a lot about Miami Heat basketball in April.
Well, before we get to the break here and NFL lunch, got more giveaways this week. Two more tickets to see Green Day. They're on their Saviors tour right now. Next Monday, it's coming up here in just a couple days. They're going to be at Nationals Park in D.C. I got a pair of tickets that you can win right now. They're going to caller number 5 at 410-583-1057. Again, caller number 5, going to win 2 tickets to see Green Day on Monday.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll get you some NFL lunch, feed you some football, see what's going on around the NFL. Training camps are underway. A couple of guys holding out, one guy holding in. We'll talk a lot about what's happening in the NFL next here on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.